WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here. Ever feel like anxiety's got you in its grip? You know, that feeling of dread creeping up on you, making your chest tighten and your mind racing? Yeah, me too. We've all been there, right? But what if I told you that fear and anxiety don't have to rule your life? What if I said there are practical tools you can use, right now, to start feeling more calm, collected, and in control? That's what we're diving into today on How to Be Stoic. We're gonna tap into the ancient wisdom of Stoicism, not just some dusty philosophy book stuff, but real-life strategies for conquering those nagging fears and anxieties that keep us stuck. Think of it like a mental workout, one that strengthens your mind and helps you face whatever life throws your way. Ready to level up? Let's do this. First things first. Understand that fear and anxiety are normal human experiences. It's part of being alive. But when they start controlling us, hijacking our thoughts and actions, that's when it becomes a problem. Stoicism teaches us to acknowledge these emotions without letting them dictate our behavior. Here's the deal. Anxiety thrives on uncertainty. What if this happens? What if I fail? Our minds love to create worst-case scenarios. But here's the secret sauce. Stoicism encourages us to focus on what we can control, not what we can't. Instead of worrying about potential outcomes, channel that energy into taking action and preparing for different possibilities. Think of it like a boxing match. You can't control your opponent's punches, but you can control how you react to them. Train hard, develop your strategies, and stay focused on the fight. Don't let those anxieties become your training montage. Another powerful Stoic tool is called negative visualization. Now, this doesn't mean dwelling on negativity. It means deliberately considering potential setbacks or hardships in a controlled way. You might think, okay, what if I lose my job? Then, instead of freaking out, you start brainstorming solutions, building resilience, and preparing for that possibility. Ever hear the phrase, the best defense is a good offense? Well, Stoicism applies that to life's challenges too. By facing our fears head-on, we weaken their power over us. It's like going on a mental roller coaster. The scarier it seems, the more exhilarating the ride. Stoicism emphasizes living in the present moment. Our minds often get tangled up in past regrets or future anxieties, robbing us of the joy of now. Remember that feeling when you're completely absorbed in something you love? A good book, a delicious meal, a heartfelt conversation? That's the power of being fully present. Practice mindfulness techniques like meditation or deep breathing to ground yourself in the present. Pay attention to your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, touch? This simple act can help quiet the mental chatter and bring a sense of calm. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're about to give a presentation at work. Your heart's racing, palms are sweating, and your mind's playing all those what-if scenarios. That's anxiety rearing its ugly head. But remember what we just talked about? Focus on your breath, take a few deep inhales, and exhale slowly. Remind yourself that you've prepared well, you know your stuff, and even if things don't go perfectly, it's not the end of the world. Think of it as an opportunity to connect with your audience and share your knowledge. You got this. So there you have it, 5 powerful Stoic tools for overcoming fear and anxiety. Focus on what you can control, embrace negative visualization, live in the present moment. Practice mindfulness, and remember that challenges are opportunities for growth. Remember, friends, you're not alone in this journey. Fear and anxiety are part of the human experience, but they don't have to define you. By applying these Stoic principles, you can develop a calm, resilient mindset and navigate life's ups and downs with confidence and grace. Join me again tomorrow as we continue exploring the ancient wisdom of Stoicism, your guide to living a more meaningful and fulfilling life. Until then, keep on rocking it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.